Welcome to the Action Breeds Clarity podcast. As Aristotle said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. This podcast is for those who want to weave the habit of excellence into every area of life, not by big, grand, radical actions, but by small, consistent actions done with intention. This podcast is for those who are passionate about appreciating the time we have, building a life you feel proud to call yours, and being mindful of your actions, because how you show up really does matter. Hey everyone, my name is Femi, I'm your host, and this is episode number 7. Today we're talking about the burden of the external. What does that mean? Well, if you were to think about your life and all the things that your life encompasses, all the things that you encounter on a day-to-day basis, and you were to pull from that list of things, the things that cause you to feel frustrated, annoyed, or maybe they tempt you to feel less than, or possibly actually succeed in causing you to feel like you don't measure up in some way. If you were to create a list of all the things that trouble you, drain your energy, or bring a level of unhappiness to your general experience, if you could line all of those things up and look at them, I'm willing to bet they all have one thing in common, and it's probably that they can go in the quote-unquote external category, meaning they are things that happen outside your control, but they have the ability to upset you to some degree. Are you with me? So if you were to write a list of, say, 50 things just from today, or if you're listening to this in the morning, just from yesterday, 50 things that upset you, made you feel sad, or stirred up some negative emotion, I bet the majority of those things would be things that happen outside of you, like outside of your thoughts, outside of the energy you were bringing to the situation. For example, they'd be things like a post you randomly came across on social media, or maybe a news story that invaded, you know, your good mood and brought you down. It could be that a person looked at you funny, or a coworker used a tone with you that you didn't like and it caused you to doubt yourself. Maybe you got rejected by someone in some way, or maybe you're getting major pushback from a parent for a very reasonable boundary. There are so many things on a daily basis that could go on this list, right? And there are things that bring you out of alignment with yourself. They maybe mess with your head a little bit or just bring down your energy. So the reason why we do this kind of work together in these monthly challenges and why it's so important is because you have to focus on cultivating your internal world, not just in, you know, 1 month in a free challenge, but always. It's so important because your internal world is essentially your best and only true defense against the many disturbances you can experience on a daily basis that can throw you off your game, put you in a funk, or just bring you down. The stronger your internal world, the less those external things have the power to disturb your internal peace. Like, have you ever gotten some really good news? Like maybe a person you like likes you back, or you got the job you were hoping for, or maybe someone who got in an accident, you got great news that they're going to make a full recovery, something like that. Whatever it is, try to remember a time right now when you just got some news that made you explode with happiness. How did that affect your energy? Did you explode with happiness and then forget about it and go back to feeling dull or neutral? Or were you affected for the rest of the day in a really strong way? I'll give you an example from my life that's pretty small. I remember one time I was practicing running. Like, I really wanted to get my 3 miles under 30 minutes. And to this day, by the way, this is something I am still working on. But there was a particular day last year when I unexpectedly got a pretty good raise at work, and I was so thrilled because I was not expecting it. And I was just so happy. I got filled instantly with so much energy. I had that explosion of happiness and I was just like, I couldn't sit still and I had to do something. And so I have a treadmill in my place and I got it out and I was like, all right, you know, I've been running, I've been practicing. I'm just gonna run to expel some of this energy because my energy was so high and positive and intense. And can you believe that when I ran that day, I definitely ran 3 miles in under 30 minutes, which again, I'm still working on. Now imagine being in that kind of state where you've just had an explosion of happiness and there's like a ripple effect of happiness throughout your day, maybe throughout the entire rest of the week because of how happy and excited you are at whatever it was that the news that you got. Do you think seeing a negative social media post is going to throw you off your game in that state? Do you think seeing a random news article is going to throw you off your game in that state? Well, the things that normally have the ability to affect you when you're maybe already feeling a little bit annoyed or frustrated at the beginning of the day, those negative things in that state, in a negative state or when your energy's down, they have the ability to affect you a lot. Even when you're in a neutral state, they can kind of bring you down. But when you're in a really solid, positive, and happy state, those things have way less power to affect your energy. It's like being in that positive, happy, grateful state becomes like a barrier of protection for you and your energy to those external threats that threaten to take you off your game or put you in a funk or just make you unhappy. I'm saying all of this because this is exactly why it's important to cultivate your inner world so that you have that strong defense in place already and proactively to the frustrations that we can go through on a daily basis. The external world is always going to provide ways or distractions or things happening that are out of our control that have the power to throw us off balance emotionally, mentally, even physically. So in my opinion, it's not enough to just say positive things or think positive thoughts in order to get that barrier of defense against the outside world. Because if you're only saying positive things and thinking positive thoughts, without doing the real deeper work, underneath could be a whole lot of crap that you really haven't dealt with that's just festering there and ready to explode on somebody who barely did anything to you. Your internal world is your refuge. It is your safe place. It is your barrier and protection against all of the ways that the outside world is trying to get in and shake things up. But your internal world is deep and it's unique and it's full of shadows, it's full of light, it's full of, you know, the entire spectrum of human emotion. It becomes less about being positive and just upbeat and happy-go-lucky, and it becomes more about being real. And being real means you know your inner world so well that you know what you need and you can articulate it to the people in your life, because let's be real, people can't actually read your mind, even though some of us act like we expect that from other people. You actually have to know yourself well enough to tell people what you're thinking, tell them what you need, tell them what they're doing is not sitting well with you, and you need to know yourself well enough to articulate to yourself what you need. Maybe you need rest. Maybe you need a good cry. Maybe you need to put in the work to be consistent enough to achieve something that's really in your heart to achieve. But if you're not listening to yourself, you can't give yourself what you need. And if you're not even doing something with yourself, How can you even expect someone else to give you what you need? So cultivating a rich inner life that feels amazing for you, feels protective for you, feels safe for you, it's about being real. It's about being honest, first with yourself, and then, like I talked about on the last episode, then being real with others. So your inner world becomes this safe, loving, affirming place for you. And then you get to watch magic happen as your external world becomes safer, more loving, and a more affirming place for you too. Then over time, you practice being a safe place. And then that way, all of these intrusions from the outside world that once threw you off track so easily now become just a social media post. Maybe you don't even follow the person that put that on there anymore. Then it becomes just a news story, and maybe you don't pay too much attention to it. Or maybe you limit the exposure that you allow yourself to have to news. That pushy person that you need to set better boundaries with, you just set the boundary, and it doesn't feel as scary anymore. Because the safer your inner world becomes, it gives you sort of like a status quo of energy that you hold for yourself, and you become more sensitive to outside stimulus that throws that balance off, and you're going to naturally want to bring yourself back into alignment, bring yourself back into balance. You start to see all the ways that life is showing up for you and guiding you and loving you and working things out for you. And you really didn't have to change anything except the lens with which you are viewing your own life. Instead of power being somewhere out there, now you realize that power is inside. It's with you. It's with that equilibrium that you set for yourself on the inside. It's with that feeling of being safe with yourself, comfortable with yourself first. Instead of life being full of external things that are annoying and frustrating, you start to see that you have power in what you decide to tolerate and what you decide not to tolerate. You have power in moving towards people or moving away from people. You have power in what you expose yourself to and what you don't expose yourself to. Instead of people being seen as manipulative, awful, or bad, now you simply move away from these people. Or you discover your own power to navigate difficult people and difficult situations in a way that sits well with you, that meets your needs, and that leaves room for you not to be taken advantage of, leaves room for empathy to be extended to you and that person. And maybe you even start to have a little compassion for them because, you know, after doing this work, which is really hard, you see how hard it is to change. You see what people may have gone through that made them that way. And you have a little bit more compassion for just the uphill climb that it can be to make these deep personal changes. We see the world as we see ourselves. So if you see the world as a negative, annoying, dismal place, I challenge you to sit with yourself and see if maybe you're somehow showing up with those same qualities that you despise on the outside. And if you want to have a more compassionate, caring, loving world, I'd encourage you to start being a more compassionate, caring, loving presence first to yourself, and then let that spill over and overflow into the rest of the world. All right, that's it. That's all I have for you today. I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you can be notified when a new episode is posted. Like and review this podcast and share it with your friends so they can follow along too as we all take action together each month. Plus, that's added accountability for you. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you choose to invest in yourself, take action even if you don't feel ready, and build a life you're proud to have through consistent and intentional action, because how you show up really matters. Lastly, make sure you visit actionbreedsclarity.com to get your free resources. I'll see you in the next episode.